At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Thanks for listening to The Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Today's episode is brought to you by BlindsGalore.com. Huge Memorial Day sale starts this week. Everything up to 50% off. Get your free samples today so you're ready for their biggest sale of the year when it starts Tuesday, May 24th. High-quality blinds, shades, and shutters custom-built to your exact measurements. Nothing until you order it. Just take your measurements and customize online. It's family-owned and run for nearly 25 years. That makes them blinds experts, I think. And if you have any questions, their expert customer care team will help you every step of the way, either online or over the phone. These are incredible-looking blinds that make your windows look so good. I've seen Adam Carolla's house with them. I've seen Dr. Drew's house with them. And, man, they look real nice. And we got a great deal for you. Tell them about it, Gio.
Order your free samples today so you'll be ready when their Memorial Day sale starts this week and everything will be up to 50% off. Visit BlindsGalore.com. Let them know I sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com.
Hey, welcome to Carolla Classics for Memorial Day weekend. Today's Saturday, May 28th, 2022. You know how the show goes. We're going to highlight some of the Adam Carolla Show's greatest moments, and I'm really excited for the clips we got lined up today. My name's Chris Loxamana. I'm the executive producer of The Adam Carolla Show. And with me, as always, Carolla archivist super fan Giovanni.
Hey, everybody. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday to you, Gio. I'm really excited for these clips. But first one, I want to remind everybody, if you want to submit a clip request, it's real easy to get a hold of us. Just email us, classics@adamcarolla.com. Or you can find us on Instagram at Giovanni Giorgio or at Chris Loxamana 1. Hit us up on social media. Let us know what you want to hear. This first clip that we have is an email that was sent to us from Michael H. And Teddy F. asked for it on Twitter, too, back in 2020. They want to hear Kyle Dunnigan, who is, I think we can call him an all-star Hall of Famer of Adam Carolla Show history now. He's done enough appearances. He's always killing it. And
probably the number one guest of the pandemic.
Oh, totally. And you'll hear why, too, because Michael and Teddy say that they want to hear Kyle's impression of one of the lackeys as Adam tells him to go down to Mexico and do a gay snuff film. Well, Kyle only does an impression of one lackey, and that was Matt Fondelier, Adam's old
new
assistant.
Matt.
Yeah, he did new Matt. And this is a really fun show.
Some
to
say
do.
Better Matt. I'm not going to, but
yeah,
some say.
Well, we know. We
many,
know.
Many say.
Well, good Matt is actually Matt DeAndrea. Whenever Adam.
Yeah, yeah, good Matt, better Matt, and then Fondelier.
Yeah. So when we were doing Zoom shows from our house, because this is right when the pandemic hit, I wanted to bring Kyle Dunnigan on because he was so well known for his face swapping on Instagram. All of his impressions, he would change his face digitally, and it would just make everything 10 times more hilarious. And Kyle and I figured we wanted to do that on Zoom when we did these remote shows, and we've never done that before. So we spent a long time before this show, like about a couple hours before he actually came on that day, and just went over all the different faces he could do. We designed the faces, we picked which pictures we wanted to use. And it was a lot of fun just getting
Joe Biden
Kyle
if it looks like somebody threw acid on his face.
Yeah. I mean, that a lot of it's intentional, too, the way it looks. But it's kind of stylistic now. Well, so this is the first time we did it with Kyle and everybody on Zoom, to where if you listen to the clip, he actually has Matt's face digitally inserted on him during this segment and any other impressions that he does. It's a really fun episode. It's on YouTube. I recommend you check it out after you listen to this. But let's listen to Kyle Dunnigan from April of 2020.
Adam Carolla Show, episode 2786, featuring Kyle Dunnigan, Dr. Drew, Gina Grant, and Brian Bishop. No Drew in this portion, just Kyle, Gina, Brian remotely, and Adam and new Matt go over a set of tasks that Adam needs him to accomplish. Check it out.
We're also talking about Matt. Oh, yeah. Assistant
Where
Matt.
Is Matt? Is he here?
Matt's gonna.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Chime in. Say some Matt-esque things, Matt.
Hey, man.
Oh, some Matt-esque things. Well, I mean, I don't know. I feel like Ace. How's your weekend going? You having a good weekend? I saw earlier you got a nice haircut. You did a nice job there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. I cut it myself. Yeah, I got a wall. Yeah.
You want to hang out with my mom and dad? We're going to do some fun stuff.
Well, I know you guys jacuzzi a lot, and you do a lot of daiquiris and things like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Come to jacuzzi.
You need a black ball cap to put on.
There we go. How about this? How about this, boss? Is it better?
Yeah, yeah. It's better. Yeah, are you going to your dad's? See, he's got a vanity plate says underdog on his Lexus, right?
Yeah, that's right, because he's a lawyer who represents the underdog. I feel it's pretty straightforward.
Straightforward guy represents the underdog.
Yeah. No lawyer has a vanity plate that says fat cat on it, which is like, I
live in large.
I represent people that are formerly wealthy already, and I make them more wealthy. So Matt, you got your sister, you got your home, you take your jacuzzis. Oh, your room. It's all Simpsons memorabilia, and it's still Simpsons stuff, isn't it?
It is still to this day, and thankfully,
it's great.
Thankfully, the quarantine hasn't impacted it. You know, everything is still at its pace.
All there.
So it should be worth money someday.
Yeah.
Let me just talk to talented Matt for a second. I don't want to define them any different. Fake Matt. Yeah, Matt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, boss.
Yeah. So listen, I think my schedules. I got a Zoom call tomorrow with a network at, I think, 10:30, right?
Yep. Zoom call, 10:30, boss. Yep.
And then after that, we're going to do the ACS podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 10:33, that starts. So
I need you to carve out a little more time for the Zoom call. If the Zoom call starts at 10:30, we got to push ACS back a little.
Could take 10:34, boss. You got it.
No, that's too close to the 10:30. Okay. 10:30 is when the Zoom call starts.
Okay. Cool. All right.
So we'll make ACS later.
Oh, I'm doing a tub at 11 a.m. with my,
you're
my
tubbing
mom and
with
dad.
Your dad?
Yeah, so I got to skip. Yeah, I won't be there for that.
You're doing a daiquiri tub or just straight
tub? Yeah, we do daiquiris with mom and dad, and we have a great dad.
I thought there's a little social distancing thing. Like, I didn't know you were supposed to be in jacuzzis with your parents.
Yeah, no, it's a big jacuzzi, boss. Old jacuzzi. I bring my like Smurf toys and my Simpsons toys in the jacuzzi. My mom and dad. So,
hey, I've never asked this, Matt, but do your parents have that jacuzzi that has kind of the? We're looking at a picture. Awesome. Do we have the kind that has?
There it is. There it is.
There it is, boss. You see that?
It's yeah, I do. It's Look crazy. At you. Couldn't be older than 10 in that picture.
Yeah, what are we, Matt? 10? What are we, Matt?
Yeah, we're probably about 13. That may have been a bar mitzvah picture.
Oh, yeah, that's our bar mitzvah, dude. That's our bar mitzvah, dude.
Hey, fake Matt, do you still have the Simpsons slippers, the Homer Simpson slippers?
Oh, yeah. They're a little more worn down, boss, but I still got them. Could bring them
still
in.
Still got them? Yeah. You got the Bartman denim jacket hanging in the background?
Yep. Bartman, Lisa, saxophone. Play that for my dad. When he wants to hear it.
Yeah, so. Underdog. Sorry, I hate to make it about me, but the Zoom conference call, 10:30.
Yeah, Zoom, 10:30. We'll bump your next call to like 1:05. Does that work?
Yeah, we'll do the ACS show at 1.
Yeah.
Right. And then I'm going to do a take a knee, a one-on-one with John Tesh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got that at 3:15, John Tesh.
John Tesh, yeah. You like John Tesh, right? Remember Tesh?
I love Tesh. I have Tesh slippers, too.
Oh, do you have Tesh slippers?
I have Tesh slippers. They only make four.
You know, he's married to Connie Selica. Do you have Connie Selica slippers?
I got a Connie Selica bath towel, boss.
Do you guys remember Connie Selica?
No. I remember the name.
Connie Selica was like this beautiful.
Was she on Dynasty or something?
Actress
or?
Who was, yeah, did those like Dynasties or Falcon Crest or whatever those kind of, one of those. Remember there was a whole slew of actresses from, you know, the 80s and the 90s back then? And,
Oh, she was very famous. She was on everything.
Yeah.
I think she was Dynasty.
Well, you know how I know Tesh is pee-whipped? He wrote a song called Connie Chetta or something. Like, he wrote a song.
Yeah. I remember about, that, boss.
You do remember that, Matt? Yeah, you remember Tesh. Now, remind me not to bring it up, or at least not to mock him when I speak to him. But
make a note of that. Hold on. Let me get a pen, boss.
Yeah, get a pen. Hey, Matt, always have a pen when we're talking.
Yeah,
would you
I got
please?
A pen, boss, right there. Right there.
All right, you got a pen?
Yeah, right, Ace, now, right there. Hey,
can I say this, Matt? Yeah. I'm not. Yeah. This may sound obvious, but you got to put the right side down when you're making notes. You understand?
Like that, boss. Like that.
Run into trouble. No, no. You're showing me that. No, that's the clicker side. Put
that comes
sharp
out,
side
boss.
Down.
This is.
Hey, remember when you stabbed yourself in the eardrum with the sharp side?
Yeah.
That's. Yeah. Remember that's you the, said, remember you said your brain itches?
Yeah.
Remember that, that incident?
Yeah, okay. So I took the pen. That's I the sharp my brain.
Right. That's the part you draw with. That's where you write down. Oh, don't make fun of Connie Chetta.
Thanks, boss. The, yeah, I learn something every day, boss. Yeah.
You do, don't you?
Yeah, because of you, boss. You're the best. I love you.
I'm the best, right?
You. You're the number one. Number one.
What have you learned from working?
I learned from you and my dad. This, boss. What? I learned so much from you and my dad, and I learned love from my dad, and I learned how to be a man from you.
Oh,
really? So you learn how to love from your dad, but you learn how to be a man from Adam Carolla.
That's right. Mm. Cars, carburetor, you know.
Oh, that's a car part. There you go. Hey, you know what?
Wheel.
When Christmas comes along, when I'm handing out the Amazon gift cards.
Oh, I get so excited.
Let's bump you up to 35.
Ah, you serious, boss?
Let's bump it up.
Wow, that's crazy. Go 35. Thank you. That's crazy. Thank you.
Yeah, at this rate, you're going to be at 50 before you're 50.
Wow. Wow. So thanks, boss. Going, you're the best. Number one.
Do we have Connie Chetta? Is that song? Am I making that song up, Maxipata? There's a John Tesh song.
You're not making it up. It's called Conchetta.
Conchetta.
Concetta. So yeah, I'm trying I'll find the.
Hey, right. while he's looking for that, I don't see her in Dynasty, but you got to hear some of these titles. I imagine these are movies of the week. Down Payment on Murder. Let's see. P.S. I Love You. Eye of the Storm. House of Secrets and Lies. Passport to Murder. And She Led Two Lives.
Well, look, I'm not going to say.
I led two lives, baby.
I'm not gonna.
Oh, Jesus.
Who was that? It's Caitlyn.
Oh, man. Sorry,
boss. Hey, boss.
Sorry. I didn't. Caitlyn Jenner popped in for a second. But let me just say this, and I won't say it to John, but in the 80s, if you were a very good looking woman, the scripts were such shit that it really didn't matter whether you could act or not. You know what I mean? Just long, you had to have the right hair, you had to have the right cheekbones, and you had to wear the makeup right, and the hair had to do what 80s hair would do.
Right.
And then you were in. You could work after that. Sorry, Matt, one more thing.
Yeah, boss. Anything for you.
I'm going to need, should we hear a little Conchetta?
Oh, please.
You like John Tesh's music, right, Matt?
Yeah, I got the slippers.
Oh, you got the Tesh slippers. That's right. Oh, that's right. Sorry, here it is. Oh, he doesn't sing, does he?
Play the piano.
Temperature now.
All right. We get it.
Beautiful.
So, Matt,
lovely.
I'm going to need you to pick up my dry cleaning tomorrow.
Sure, sure.
And then I want you to swing by the Home Depot.
You got it.
I need you to write this down.
Hey, listen, I don't have a mask. You cool with me, like, risking my life? Is that cool with you?
Oh, yeah. Well, you got the glasses. You got the glasses.
Yeah, they block
Well, that'll protect you. That'll protect you.
Great.
Yeah, because it's about touching your eyeballs.
Yeah,
and if you can't get to your eyeballs, then you're fine.
Right. You know everything, boss. All right.
The mask is so you don't spread it to other people, but you don't have it.
Okay.
You don't, you can't touch your eyes. You understand?
Right. Oh, okay. I'm going to write that down here.
So I need you to swing by your ATM, and I need you to get some cash, okay? And then I need you to swing by Top Hat Cleaners. That's in Toluca Lake.
Hey, how are you spelling Top Hat?
You know I'm not a good speller.
Sound it out?
You got to Google that shit. Okay. Yeah, sound that out. Yeah. I don't know if it's one word. But you go pick up my clean. You just Mr. Corolla. They don't know me as
that. Of course. Okay, or boss.
Mr. Corolla.
Okay. Don't say
boss. Don't say boss.
Okay. Mr. Corolla. Got it.
Yeah, Mr. Corolla's good. You call me boss, but the guy behind the counter doesn't know who boss is.
Yeah. I call you boss or ace. I don't know what's
going on. Yeah, boss or ace.
Who knows? One of those two.
Well, you would know, but okay. The point is then you go by the Home Depot in Burbank, right?
Right. Crowded one. Cool.
Yeah, the crowded one. They're cheaper. So what I need is, are you right? Now remember,
remember,
24 inches distance. You keep the distance, 2 feet. It's a 24-inch distance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you stay 2 feet away. So, it's like if I lay down on the ground, it'd be from my heel to the middle of my knee. That's the distance you stay behind, right?
It's one beautiful man laying down there. Okay.
Now I need you to buy me a bunch of dust masks, okay?
All right, got it.
Yeah, dust mask. Okay, whatever, however many you can purchase, you purchase, okay?
All right, all of them, okay.
Yeah, all of them, okay.
Okay.
And I need you to get that. I also need 10 sheets of CDX 3/4 struck 1 plywood, good one side.
CDX 3/4 1. God,
now look, a lot. Well,
too much information.
I'm literally sheltering in my shelter. Like I'm going to build myself a bunker inside of my home. So here's the thing too, Matt. Yeah. A lot of guys, there's a lot of soft guys out there that are like putting 3/4 ply into the back of a Prius is a 2-man job. It is not.
I could do it.
Yeah. Cause you you got an iron will.
Hey, if you believe in me, boss, I could do it.
Right. I believe in you. Now, what I need you to do is I need you to pay cash for the plywood and the masks, okay? Okay. And that'll be the remember the cash you got from the ATM, your ATM before you went to Top Hat Cleaners?
Yeah, go back. Okay.
No, just get enough out. Max it out. Get as much as you can. As a matter of fact, go tonight to get the max, okay? And then tomorrow, when it reboots, you get the max again, okay?
Hey, you think it's a problem? I haven't gotten my check yet. I'm not sure if it'll be overdrawn.
This whole Corona thing has slowed everything down. But believe you me, it's in the mail. I'm having to antibacterialize all the checks before I send them out.
Oh, that's great.
Okay? So I care.
Yeah.
Because I care, right? So I'm having to wipe down all the checks. You know, there's a whole FDA thing with checks. There's a protocol.
Ask your dad.
But don't talk to your dad about it. But here's my point. Get all the cash you can.
Okay.
Do it tonight. Then do it in the morning so you can double up on the maximum, right?
You got it. And you got no problem with me overdrawing my account. Okay. Got it. Go, boss.
Hey, did I tell you about the gift certificate, the Amazon gift certificate?
Oh,
your name on it?
We'll put that
it's coming
in.
This
right.
Christmas. Did I tell you we bumped it up to 28? Did I say that?
You said 35. Come on, Ace. You said 35. We got it on tape.
Oh, I did.
I'm at 27 now, so 28 wouldn't be a huge bump.
But no, I said bumped and up. And
bumped
factually,
up.
27 to 28 is a bump, and it's heading in the upward direction.
All right.
Anyway,
28 is still good. All right.
So we got a little nest egg waiting for you, right, Matt, my boy?
Yeah. All set.
Okay. I need you to do it. The other thing I need you to do as well, and what I need you to do is just bring that stuff over to the house and just drop it off on the porch and just kind of walk away. When you walk away, walk backwards. Okay,
backwards.
Don't do a move where you walk backwards. I don't like symbolically you turning your back to me.
Now you got that big hill, so it's gonna be, there's some rocks on that. Is that gonna be all right for me to walk backwards?
You gotta negotiate that. Well, just
all
pay
right.
attention when you're bringing the plywood in, and then just walk away from it backwards.
Memorize the rocks. Okay. Cool.
I also, Matt.
Yeah.
Okay. I need you to take some of your wife's jewelry with you. Okay.
Why is that?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because Lynette's run out of jewelry. Okay. Oh. Because of the whole pandemic.
Yeah.
She's having to send her jewelry in to be sterilized. Okay. I took it to the place where I take the checks.
Oh.
But they're all backlogged because everyone's bringing in their checks and their jewelry for sterilization. Yeah. Okay. Oh. Okay. Yeah. So she loves walking jewelry. Around. She walked she's around got, like a plucked chicken.
She's got no jewelry on.
She's got no jewelry on.
That's not and, cool. You know, we'll fix that. Got
the Amazon guy and the Grubhub guy, and they're coming to the door, and she's a mess. She's not feeling confident.
Now there is that necklace that her grandmother who died gave to her. You need that one too?
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Titanic-esque. It's beautiful.
Dead
now, obviously,
necklace.
Okay. Listen, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Lynette's a very sober, responsible person. Nothing's going to happen to that necklace. Okay.
Right.
And what I need you to do is, after you go to Top Hat and pick up my dry cleaning, and then on the way to the Home Depot in Burbank
to get that big wood, yeah.
I need you to stop off. There's a pond place in Pasadena, and that's an essential business, so it's going to be open, okay? I need you to go in there, and don't tell Lynette. It's a secret. I want it to be a surprise. You understand?
Oh, surprise. Okay. Oh, is there an anniversary coming up?
Yeah, maybe. Right. So I want you to, I got to look, as a matter of fact, you look it up. I you keep my calendar. The point is get an appraisal for your wife's necklace or grandma's necklace, heirloom. Okay. It was, and just make sure you bring it in and just set it down on top of the plywood with it before I present it to Lynette. Okay.
It seems like, I don't know, why would you need, I don't know. I don't want to question you. You're like the genius.
Have I ever done you wrong?
Never, boss.
All right. Did I tell you have big fat $27.50 Amazon gift certificate?
Wait, I think you said it was 28. Pretty sure. Pretty sure we talked about that. It was 35. Huh? 28.
Right. But if you take 35 from 28, you have 27 and a half.
Oh, see, I don't know math like you.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
27.
Right. You know I was a great student, right?
Yeah. I mean, you tell stories, but I'm sure you're the smartest guy.
You know, I was on the dean's list at Walter Reed Elementary. I would say that, I bet. Right?
Smartest guy ever met, except my dad.
Yeah, that's right. I'm like your moral compass. Your dad taught you how to love, but I'm teaching you how to live.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're my guy, my hero, Ace Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So when you're done, don't go home, okay? I need you to go to Mexico. I got a friend named Pablo there. Forget about his last name. He'll know who you are. He's going to give you a piece of Samsonite luggage. I need you to bring that to a friend of mine who lives in Laredo.
Samsonite to Laredo. Okay, writing this down.
Right.
It's a lot of stuff, Ace.
It's a busy Monday. It's a busy Monday.
You know, my wife's, you know, she's not feeling so good. I don't know about leaving her for too long, but
well, you don't want to. Yeah. Well, what they say, what happens is the way people get infected is somebody leaves and then comes back with the infection and then they infect their wife, children, or loved one. So you're not coming back. You see what I'm saying? So this guy in Laredo, there's a friend of mine who lives in Laredo. Okay.
I'm staying in Mexico.
No. You're going to pick up a piece of Samsonite from Mexico.
All right,
you're going to bring it into Laredo, Texas. This guy goes by the name of Big Sean, and you forget about his last name. It's unimportant, right? Okay.
Right.
He's in the adult industry. He does. I don't know. I don't know if it's gay snuff. I don't know if you've heard of it, like as a genre.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He does a gay snuff genre.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. So you just got yourself the starring role, and now make sure.
Wait.
Why? What's that?
Wait. Okay. So I'm in a gay snuff film. Boss?
Well, no. What am I? What am I? An animal? I'm giving you a $26 bonus from Amazon on your gift certificate this year.
You're the
best.
That's what I was trying to clarify. That's all. Okay. I'm trying to make sure you're not saying I'm going to be
No,
I'd love to.
No. Man, this guy, I said he produces those films. I didn't say you were starring in it.
All right.
Of course, you have a pivotal role in it, but you don't star in the gay snuff film. Now, what I'm going to need you to do is to make sure he forwards the money to me before you begin rolling on the next project that you're playing a pivotal role
in. Take care of the money for me. It's smart.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So just make sure he hits send.
Right.
Okay. And then what we'll do is later, when we get around Christmas time,
okay,
I will talk to surviving members of your family, and I will get the $25 Amazon gift certificate that you normally get me for Christmas from them.
Okay. So there's a lot. So let me just go through this. You want me to go get my money out of the bank?
Tonight and then again tomorrow, because it'll change after midnight.
All right.
Go max it. Right.
Big bunch of wood, big thing of wood.
Plywood, bring it to your CDX, house.
Walk
CDX,
backwards.
Good one side, three quarter.
CDX,
yeah.
One quarter.
Yeah. Top
walk
hat cleaner first.
Down your hill. Okay. Yeah. And then do a drug deal in Mexico. Real quick.
No one said drugs. No one
then
said drugs.
Do gay porn and send you the gay porn money. And then you take my gift card.
Gay snuff is the genre technically, but yes, it is gay first, I guess. So technically
snuff,
would be.
Is snuff nicer than regular gay porn? Is it
it's
gay porn light?
It is nice for the handful of German consumers who really enjoy that genre. And
love
you're
going
to be bringing a lot of pleasure to a handful of guys.
I love that.
And again, when you drop off the Samsonite, this guy's Big Sean. Just write down Big Sean.
Big Sean. Yeah,
there's no
Big
last
Sean.
Names. And Pablo, so just off the border there in Mexico. You know Tijuana well, right?
You
know
how you spelling Sean? You get the – doesn't matter. Right?
It's S-H something. I don't know. So the point is just Google it. I don't know, Big Sean. The point is this: make sure he wires me the money before you begin filming.
Right, that's the key. Price. That's key. All right,
that's the key.
Thoughts,
right?
You're the best. Guy.
Oh, yeah, the jewelry. Yeah, the jewelry.
I forgot my wife's grandmother, dead mother's jewelry.
Well, not just her jewelry, but any jewelry is.
All
but whatever
it,
you got,
including that one. All right.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Lynette, it really make. But don't say anything to Lynette. I want it to be a surprise.
It's a surprise, right? I think I got it, boss. I think I got all of it.
Okay.
I won't let you down. Then, you know I won't.
No, I'll be looking at you through my dual glazed windows with the Argon gas, and they're very efficient.
You're the best, Ace. I put those in. Remember, I bought those for you.
Oh, yeah, you put my windows in. Yeah, when we swapped out. Yeah, that was nice. That was nice work.
And you're going to pay me back, you said.
Okay. But, oh, hold on. Just last piece of, and I need to get some recommendations for new assistants for Tuesday.
What?
Like a new
Matt?
No, I don't know what his name's going to be. It could be Matt. It's probably not going to be Matt. No one will ever be you. I'm going to need some help. Now, obviously, you're going to kind of be tied up in Laredo.
I just feel like I don't want you to replace me, boss. You know.
Oh no! Don't get.
It's like the best job I've ever had. You know.
No, like, yeah. No, I get it.
If I'm finding another Matt, you know, it's like not me. You know.
No.
All.
Listen,
that's all.
Don't cry, because it makes it you more susceptible to the coronavirus. But I it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. I just need
boss.
A couple of recommendations.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, boss.
I like loyal, trustworthy.
Trustworthy. Okay.
Uh-huh. Fears God. Or no, fears me. Fears me. Oh, no, don't say me.
You're God.
Say
fears God works.
Frightened of authority figures, I'm looking for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for, you know, kind of good quads. Like, there's a lot of lifting. You know, in my world, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm doing wrong. I got bad quads. That's what I did wrong.
They're not bad. They're just not good quads. You know what I'm saying?
Good quads.
Good quads, motivated, loyal, will run through a brick wall for me. We'll go full hey, Kool-Aid.
I would do that, boss. You know I would do that, boss.
Oh, what you're doing tomorrow is going to be enough. That's going to be enough. Yeah. By the way, you're not going through anyone. Someone's going to be coming through you. But all right, let's give me five
okay
five good candidates. motivated, a good quads, hardworking, God-fearing, white, and just, you know.
Of course, yeah.
Just go ahead and email me over some another of the contacts.
Map. All right.
Yeah, noon better you.
I will not let you down. You know, yeah, no, this is my last assignment.
But remember,
boss, you know I will not let you down.
I know, but just, again, don't limit it to guys named Matt. This is going to be a better Matt, but not named Matt.
Better Matt. All right. Okay.
Okay. Doesn't and remember, that. This is our little secret.
Just between us.
Just between us. So, like, if your dad calls you, I'll be your dad. You know?
Got to tell you my dad, yeah.
Yeah. No. Okay. No, just, yeah, that's okay. My whole point. Hey, son, what are you up to tomorrow?
Drug deal, gay porn.
see, Matt.
What?
Matt, this is why we're doing this role playing, because I was worried this would happen.
You can trust my dad. Like,
all right, I'm going like to be your I'm just going to be behind your wife. You. I'm going to just come in the room.
All right.
Hey, Matt, what are you up to tomorrow?
Selling your grandmother's jewelry.
No, see, that's...
I feel like I'm screwing up.
Right? No, it's like it's you bad. Know what?
Yeah,
you did screenwriting, right? Did creative writing in college?
Yeah, I've got a lot of great scripts. I okay. sent you some. I don't know if you read them, but
I know what? I saw some of the front. I had another. You know what? I'm gonna have my new assistants do coverage on them after you're gone.
I'm very conflicted by that, but okay.
Yeah, okay. But we'll someone's going to read those things, and I'll definitely get a paragraph or two on all of them. So you know how you do creative writing?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm looking for, Matt, is a story, a creative story that you could tell your dad, that you could tell your wife, that didn't have to do with selling of jewelry or gay snuff porn or going to Mexico or any of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got it now.
Let's try it again. I'll be your dad.
All right.
Hey, son, what are you up to tomorrow?
Well, Dad, it's a little story I'd like to tell you about a boy who's not going to Mexico to sell drugs or to gay porn. And this guy is not taking his wife's precious jewelry and selling it and sending it to boss.
Yeah.
I said not I get boss. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Let's just hope your dad doesn't call. Your dad. I'm not disappointed. I just feel like with my next assistant. No, don't hate yourself.
I wish I was dead that you don't like me.
Oh, no. I mean, you're gonna. That's fine. You know what? as far as the new assistants go with quads along with, as far as the quads go and everything,
yeah,
make sure they can tell a good fucking story to their parents and their wife. Just go ahead and write that down there too. Okay.
You got it, boss.
All right. So we'll see you tomorrow through the window.
The window.
Walking backwards.
You got it, Ace.
And see.
Oh my God!
Wow, that's a lot.
There's so much fact and fiction. I don't even know what to believe anymore. Am I still working this week? Do I have a job?
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Just don't say anything if anyone asks you anything. It's the safest way to go.
Who else is winded? Like, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, it's improv is fun, and it's funny when it takes a bizarre, surreal turn. you can go to youtube.com/AdamCarolla and you can see all of this as well as hear it. The talking to Matt in the face it somehow takes it to a new and different a different place emotionally.
Run, don't walk to YouTube to see that.
That's good.
Please do.
Today's episode is brought to you by Geico, because Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? And we all know the answer. Of course you would. After all, who doesn't love a great deal, right? And when it comes to great rates on insurance for all the things in your life, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with the homeowner's, condo, or renter's coverage. You could save even more with a special discount when you bundle your coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. And choosing to switch to Geico becomes an easy choice. In fact, how easy is it, Gio?
Well, Chris, it's Geico easy.
It certainly is. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote or contact your local agent and get started seeing how much you could save. And that was the great Kyle Dunnigan. Just opened up a whole new can of worms when we figured out the face swap on Zoom. And
it was brilliant.
Yeah, we had a really good time doing that. So, and that's definitely not going to be the last time. It actually kills at all the live shows, too. So he's one of my favorite guys to Zoom in when we do live shows. All right, let's get going with our next clip. This one is from June of 2009. And we're going way back to when it was just Adam, Teresa, and Brian.
Yeah, they were doing their weekly coming back to do the original format thing. So once a week, sometimes twice, you get Teresa and Brian based on Brian's schedule with infusions and like medicine stuff, treatment. And I've been looking through all the old episodes. I'm like, I really want to hear some old Teresa, Brian, and Adam. I'm like, I think I've played everything. I think we've played everything. And I was going through the ones before they did the format switch, and I found a couple we hadn't, including this one. Adam Carolla Show, episode 85. We'll be playing part one today and part two tomorrow. There's some surprise cameos right off the bat, so not much of a surprise, from Sonny and Natalia demanding access to Spider-Man, who apparently they're really into in 2009. I think they like Spider-Man more than I do. Enjoy this clip. We'll be playing part two tomorrow in the Carolla Classics feed. Make sure you subscribe so you can hear all of our Sunday episodes. Until then, enjoy this.
Yeah, get it on. Gotta get it on. Now that's Teresa Strasser, so you know she was molested.
Sometimes my inner child just starts speaking and it wants a horsey.
All inner children want horses. All right, sweetie.
Adam calls me sweetie sometimes when he's feeling kind.
You want Spider-Man and a horse. You got a lot of range. Welcome.
You're really enabling her.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. My daughter, Natalia, has joined us. Teresa Strasser has joined us. Her unborn son has joined us. Bald Brian has joined us. And first, a quick little story.
You want a
horsey. Well, I want a hooker, so that makes us even. All right, I'll get you the horsey. So I was interviewing Francis Ford Coppola yesterday, and he's a legend. He doesn't have a huge sense of humor, and I'm a little nervous. I wasn't nervous, but I was a little. I never give any thought to what I'm going to say, and I thought, you know what, you should think about what you're going to say to Francis. So I thought, well, here's a good opener. My son is named Sonny after Sonny Corleone,
right?
And my daughter is named Natalia, and of course his sister is Talia Shire. Yep. So I say, we have something quite a bit in common. You know, it's my opening salvo is son, Sonny Corleone, named after, you know, Sonny after Sonny Corleone, and I got a daughter named Natalia. How do you like them apples?
That seems like a great opener.
All right.
Not so much.
How about that?
How about that? Now, the reply was actually, his sister is not a Natalia. Talia is not short for Natalia. It's short for Italia. And that's as far as we got with it.
Wow.
But how many times you had those thoughts where you're like, oh, I got one. I got this going to be awesome.
This is really coming together.
Only to be met with,
Isn't that interesting?
And now long three Mississippi and how was the Godfather?
The best response is sort of like, yeah, kinda. You know, it's like, yeah, kinda the name, but not really.
It's always weird, and I hope we never get to that point. I don't think any of us are. Where if somebody says to me, hey, I have my two kids, and I named one of them Ace and the other one Rockola, if I just give them a grunt, it's time for me to kill myself.
That's right.
Like, right. There's a famous story about Mickey Mantle, and some kid was named Mickey Mantle, you know, first and middle name after him, and he met him. And just went up to him and said, I'm named Mickey Mantle after you. And, of course, Mickey Mantle was hammered and just said, get the fuck away from me.
I swore. Natalia, you stay here and help Daddy do his podcast.
Natalia, let me see your horsey.
Teresa.
Can I see it?
Show Teresa the horse.
This is the first time Natalia's sworn in front of
me. Hi. You want to sit on my lap? Come on. You speaking of?
I want to see a Spider-Man.
You want to see a Spider-Man.
So, Brian, how's give us a health update.
Health update. There's good news and there's bad news. The bad news is I'm sort of at a low point in terms of my symptoms and in terms of the actual treatment. I mean, the good news is I'm in week 5 out of 6 of radiation, so I got this week and next week and then I'm done. Uh-huh. And they say that around this time is when you're going to start feeling the worst. And I do. I feel more symptomy than ever. You know, I feel like I'm slurring my words and I feel like I'm walking tough and little things are sort of catching up with me. But
is it because the radiation has aggravated the tumor and the tumor sort of released its juices in a weird way?
That's a part of it. They all say the radiation actually swells your brain and that you know will affect your cranial nerves, i.e. your facial nerves, and hence why my face is kind of numb on this side. And I just feel out of sorts. But mentally and psychologically, you know, I feel really good, and I'm excited to start feeling better. I realize that as the pendulum goes low, it starts going up again, you know, and I'll be done with the radiation in a week and a half.
It's like that movie, The Squid and the Diving Bell, or whatever it was.
The Diving Bell? Oh, he has locked-in syndrome.
Yeah.
What is that?
The Diving Bell and the Butterfly.
The Diving Bell and the Butterfly. Yeah. That was a guy who, like, blinked out an entire book.
Yeah, Julia.
Because he was locked in. It was supposed to be a really good movie. I can't believe it was about someone who had a horrible affliction and Teresa hasn't seen it.
I saw the first half of it last week and then I fell asleep. Nice. Of course, you know, it is about affliction. But yeah, the guy, he can perceive everything around him, but he can't communicate. He's locked in.
It's the worst case scenario, which is we should all hope that we're either spry and able-bodied or in a full-blown coma and just crapping ourselves and don't know it. The worst is sort of trapped in your own body.
Yeah, if you have like Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah, he was conscious and yet could not move a muscle in his body, which is almost like being buried alive in a weird way. Yeah. It's like you're totally lucid, but you're in a coffin and you can't scratch your nuts.
I feel like I'm a few shades better than that.
No, you know, he literally could not move.
He can blink once for yes and twice for no.
Oh. Right.
And at that rate, how do you blink out? Like, unplug me.
Yes, exactly.
He had somebody write a whole book for him by blinking.
Interesting. Okay, well, in that sense, yes, I feel like I'm not as great as I once was, but I'm going to get better. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I feel like I'm at that low point, but a couple weeks out, the radiation ends, and a couple weeks after that, I'm starting to feel better, and that's where the budding is. So.
Yeah. I assume the swelling will go down when you're done with the radiation, and then maybe they'll give you some steroids?
Well, the steroids I'm currently on, that's keeping me as normal as can be. That reduces the swelling. And once the radiation is done, they say a couple weeks, 2-4 weeks out, I should start feeling back to normal.
So it's your wedding, which is, what, 3 weeks out?
The radiation ends next Friday, and then the two Saturdays after that is wedding.
So will you be...
Hopefully I'll be on the rebound. Yeah, hopefully I'll be on the rebound. I plan on it. I'm
Chrissy's on the rebound, so you'll both be...
That's right. But I'm fully...
Spider-Man.
I'm fully committed, you know what I mean? I'm fully committed to emotionally and mentally putting myself in that spot. So I expect to be good.
So Coppola, physically...
Now, the wedding's up north, wine country.
Yeah, Coppola's got a vineyard.
He said stay away from his fucking vineyard. I didn't bring you up.
Right. He knew.
Apropos of nothing.
He
literally brought you up.
You don't just catch brain cancer. Yeah.
He wants to be safe.
Yeah, but just to be safe, stay away.
Yeah, he said go by Ernest and Julio Gallo's place. Well, go get the Spider-Man then. Now, see what I was talking about, Teresa? And see why you're lucky to have a son? Look at her. There's one big, needy vessel.
She's so goddamn cute, and Adam. She's so cute.
And you
want a girl.
You can't say no. But the second... Hold on a second, Princess. Daddy's talking smack about you.
Hold on. Daddy's got to make fun of you in a way that you won't be able to understand for a few years.
In a universal way that'll apply to all girls.
Do you want to tell her?
Now, remember I was telling you, Teresa, as soon as a girl perceives you're up to something other than her, she needs you to do something for her.
That isn't real.
When the mics weren't hot and we were just hanging around doing nothing, she was off doing her own thing, didn't care. The second I wasn't available to her, she needs me to be available to her.
And also, she's previously admitted to us that she finds Spider-Man scary.
Yes.
Now she wants to see Spider-Man, who's a blow-up doll in the next room.
Right. She went and saw Spider-Man. She was scared of Spider-Man, and now she needs to
now
see Spider-Man.
Now needs to see him. But I'll tell you this. Today, I was just messing around on the internet, and I had heard about this Dr. Nancino. He insures you the gender of your baby.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy I'm having a boy. But there's not that many real estate left on the old uterus. And if I'm only going to have one more, I want a girl.
Yeah.
This one.
And he'll put the... He'll put the old goo in the centrifuge and he'll spin it around.
This guy doesn't spin. He actually does what they do. You actually basically get in vitro. And they take a cell out. I know. I want to see Spider-Man too. They take a little cell out of this embryo and they make sure it doesn't have any genetic disorders. Doesn't have, you know. And then they can also tell what gender it is and they put it in. But you're looking at $19,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Just make sure you got one of these?
Just for one of these. I'd pay 20. I'm starting to wonder.
Drop her off at that guy's place in Encino.
You can flip a coin for free.
I know.
And I didn't know it was that much. And I suddenly thought, wow, that's an interesting question. You know, 20 grand for the gender of to balance the genders of your kids?
Well, listen. First off, there's Spider-Man.
There's Spider-Man. Oh, no, she's scared. I got you.
Donnie
I
just
got
scared
you.
The crap out of my daughter. I got you. Giant Spider-Man.
He is scary.
Now,
he's scary.
Here's
I got you.
If I were high, I'd be scared shitless.
I know.
Spider-Man. Now, there's your Spider-Man attack.
You want to go play with him?
No.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. The 20 grand that you spend, overall, it's probably cheaper to have a boy. Because I got
the length of the lifespan of the child?
Well, let's look at it this way. Just, you're supposed to pay for the wedding.
Oh,
if
yeah.
You never forgot about that. Of course, I got fucked on that one.
Yeah.
But
Nelson Strasser did not pay for my wedding.
I know, but theoretically, come over here.
Go see Daddy.
You're supposed to pay for the wedding. That could be 20 grand, no problem, right?
That could
right
be 100 grand.
Yeah, that could be a lot of money. That's number one. Number two, clothing and ballet lessons and all that stuff. The boys, you pretty much sign them up for soccer, Pop Warner football, and then you just kind of cut them loose, and that's about it.
Girls got to get birth control pills for an age 16.
Yeah, they're that's want, like $35 a month.
They're going to need, they're going to want some jewelry. They're going to want a sweet 16
Manny
party.
Petty. I noticed she's
Manny
got pink
Petty.
Nails.
If they're Mexican, they're going to want the quinceañeras thing or whatever it is. Guys, I cost my parents $22 from the time I was 13. Till yesterday. Like, Brian, did you cost your parents anything?
No, nothing of any significance. And plus, when you're 16 or 15 even, guys are expected and motivated to go out and get a job. You know, you want to start paying for dates, you want to start paying for beers, you know, for your high school buddies.
Right. Also, guys can, you know, let's put it this way. You know, maybe they get a used car, the guys will wrench on the car themselves versus take it to the mechanics. And yeah, the guy is, Teresa, you always pulled your own weight, but let's face it, when you have a 15-year-old daughter and a 15-year-old son, you're perfectly fine with the 15-year-old son going to the neighbor's house and mowing the lawn and pulling weeds and doing all that kind of crap, and the girl's going to be sitting home watching the QVC, buying Paula Abdul's jewelry, using daddy's credit card.
Or going to cheer camp, you know what I mean? Going to something productive.
Yes, yeah. she's going to go to dance camp or something like that.
You must have had a camera on my adolescence. It was nothing but cheerleading camp at QVC.
That's right.
Yeah, so the point is The 19 grand you spent on the boy, you're going to get back over the course.
Right.
Course, and then maybe the kid will be a jock and will end up getting a scholarship or free ride to play ball somewhere, and who knows?
Well, I do think, at the very least, a boy will carry my luggage if I raise him right. You know?
Now, there is an element. I mean, I had my son down in the garage with me today, and he was, like, helping me and, you know, wanting to help me, of course. Not really helping me, but, like, you know, with the tools and hand me the tools and that kind of stuff. And I just thought, you know, there will be a time in the next few years where I'm going to be able to tell him, hey, go get the garbage cans and bring them up the driveway and go down to the car. Here's $10. Put a coat of wax on the car. Chicks, I don't know if they're going to go for that shit. I really don't.
He might be more useful to you in the short term.
Yeah, we can hook him up to a plow. Put a feed bucket, put a bucket of oats in front of him, one of those shit buckets behind him. By the way,
bucket boy.
I would love to do that. Like, you think about the horse, like in Central Park. You got the oat bucket in front of you, the shit bucket behind you. I mean, it'd really be like you just pulling a stool up to a buffet.
With an outhouse.
No, actually pulling a toilet
right
up to a buffet, and you're just sitting there, just spread out.
Just a porta potty. Like, I'm going to need this.
Pull
eventually.
The porta potty up to the buffet.
Some baby wipes and a diaper genie.
So, Brian, you're feeling the effects.
Yes.
And you know what? I got to tell you, even though you're feeling the way you're feeling, you're still much quicker than anybody I grew up with in North Hollywood. So, slow. Sorry, Weezer, but you know I'm right. Slow for you, quick for
mentally,
others.
Mentally, I'm acute. I'm all there mentally. Sometimes it's tough to get the stuff out as I want to, you know, the numb tongue and the numb lips. But I'm getting better. I'm getting there.
And Christy drove you today.
Yeah.
So you're not feeling up to driving?
I did a lot of driving yesterday, a lot of errands stuff, and it was the kind of thing where she was free, and I was free, and I asked, and she said, sure, have I drive you.
You know, and also you're in this bad sort of, no man's zone of no man's land, a kind of a gray area of not being fucked up enough to say anything about it to someone you're dealing with.
Sure.
Or not so good that they don't notice something's up to. Right now, it just seems like you have an 89 IQ.
Sure.
And
do you feel like announcing to people, I have a high IQ. In fact, I'm known for my intelligence, but right now I'm having a few motor difficulties.
Motor skills. Well, here's a funny story. So you guys, actually, this is a very interesting discussion. I was in Vegas this last weekend for my bachelor party. Mm-hmm. And as one of the activities we did, we went to Spear and Rhino. Mm-hmm. And with my men and did the whole thing. And at one point, it gets late in the night and I have to take my pills at night. So I brought chemotherapy with me. Mm-hmm. to Spear and Rhino. I start taking out my pills in a little pill bag. And I'm sitting in the party with a stripper's end from Utrecht, so I was to say very close. And she's like, ooh, what do you got there?
Little X?
Yeah, and I'm like, nothing you want, honey, nothing fun. And of course, she pressed the issue. She's like, what is that? What is that?
So I'm
like,
pill could be unfun?
Yeah. She's like, yeah, a pill. I'm like, and then she asked me, she goes, you're slurring your words. Are you drunk? And I'm like, all right, well, now you've asked me three times. So now I'm on chemotherapy. And she's like, that's not funny. That's not funny to joke about. And I'm like, I wouldn't. Why would I joke about this? So I was the only guy in Vegas taking chemo in Spirit Rhino with a vodka and Red Bull.
It was her stripper name, Chemotherapy?
Oh, her name was Chemo.
She does a girl-on-girl with radio.
That's right.
You want to see Mommy, Molly Girl, and Sunny at home?
Sonny's at home playing with a choo-choo.
Well, you have to wait just a little more because Daddy's having more conversation with his friends.
So it was an awesome weekend. We did a burger bar. Remember when it was
the burger bar?
Burger bar. Not giving any endorsements here. I'm just mentioning that it is one of my favorite restaurants in the world, and that's in the Mandalay Bay. So everyone who loves burgers and beer in Vegas, go there.
So good bachelor party. Spearmint Rhino.
Yep, stayed at the Palms.
Went to the burger bar.
Yeah.
And
took chemo with Spearmint Rhino.
Wow.
And again, chemo, not a stripper. No.
Didn't take chemo from the Spearmint Rhino, took chemo at the Spearmint Rhino.
And, all right, so you have one, you have this week and then next week, and so you're almost out of the woods. And then once you're done with the chemo and the radiation, you should start mending.
They say 2 to 4 weeks, I'll start feeling back to my normal self, in as much as, I'll be coming off the chemo and coming off radiation.
And Teresa, how's your health doing?
Well, it's good. I always feel like an asshole talking about my baby after Brian talks about his tumor. I've had now two therapy sessions where I discuss how horrible I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And my therapist said, well, do you think Adam and Brian are happy for you? How do you think they feel that you're pregnant? And I said, yeah, I know it. I can tell they're happy for me. And she said, well, then I'm sure they like hearing about it. But you just feel like an asshole with, like, your mundane everyday problems, which are very high quality problems. And I know Brian's going to be okay, mm-hmm. but I'm all hormonal and everything, and I just feel so bad.
Yeah, well, look, first off, you can. It's just content.
There's a high likelihood of me crying.
It's
but I'm crying.
It's content for the show.
You want to see Mommy?
Do you want my necklace? Do you want to play with it? You want to play with
this? Play with Teresa's necklace. Yeah.
Speaking of humorous morbidity, did I tell you what Ray said to me at the Shakespeare Festival?
No.
So, no, very funny. Ray, very touching in a way. Ray almost cried. Ray comes to me and he's like, you got to live, man. You got to live. You have to live, all right? I want you to be at my funeral. I'm like, all right, Ray, we'll do. But very touching. Very touching in a Ray kind of way.
That is really sweet.
Ray was really emotional. It was really nice.
I want to see Donnie.
You want to see Donnie? Donnie's right there. Yeah, well, Ray is, contrary to popular belief, he is a really sweet guy. And, he doesn't know how to turn a phrase sometimes. But, I mean,
he ordered me to live. You got to live, man. You must live.
Yeah, well.
I told him okay.
So that was at the Shakespeare Festival, which you were at. You were at with your, you brought your whole family down there. We had a good time.
It was
with
a really fun time.
Yeah, it was quite a success. I've already gotten into that. So, Teresa, due date is October?
October 2nd, and I'd say I got through the first trimester, which was terrible, because people who are going to have miscarriages, they have them then, and if you're going to have genetic and health problems, you usually find out then. So when I got out of the first trimester, I had like a like maybe 2 months, just pink cloud. Like, I can't believe this is really happening. I'm really going to have a baby. It's going to be okay. Sure, a boy. But, you know, I'll love him. Sure. And just like really.
I'll love him.
Just euphoric. You know, I want a boy and a girl. And then I thought, wow, this is too easy. I'm not really hitting any stumbling blocks. And then a couple days ago, I started to like not be able to sleep. And
like physical effects.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've gained a lot of weight. A lot. Like, let's just say I've gained already as much as Lynette gained her whole pregnancy with twins.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
About 30. I asked her.
Oh. She should have lied. Well, you look great.
Well, she told me before.
Yeah, you look great.
Thanks. I physically feel okay, but I started to just, like, lay awake at night and think, you know, my first worry was, like, it wasn't going to happen. There was no way I was going to be this lucky. I was never just going to, you know, have unprotected sex and have a baby. Like, that was just for other people. And, so then it became real, and I just was like, how am I going to take care of this kid, and what if I never work again, and what if, you know, I can't support the kid, and, like, this kid's going to come out. Like, somehow it's going to get out, and something's going to rip and tear and get cut open or sewn back together, and that part doesn't even scare me, but the really scary part is, I know I've just brought up my therapist, sure. But when I'm not talking about Brian and how bad I feel, how worried I feel, I had like probably the worst breakdown I've ever had in any therapy session where I just like, you know, I thought like, what's really irking me? Like, why am I up nights? What's wrong? And I realized that I feel kind of bad for my child. Because I'm going to be its mom. Because I play this game a lot where I think, like, who would I want to be my mom? Uh-huh. And I think, like, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I'd like her to be my mommy. You know, I see nurturing people. Yeah. Even Lynette, you think, I'd like to sit on her lap and her to be my mommy. She seems sweet. And then I thought, my kid's going to have me. Yep. That's not as fun.
No.
You know?
I look at it. I would look at it if I were you. The way I looked at my tumor, not to bring it up again. Like, in the spectrum of people that have what we have, a kid or a tumor... we're neither the worst nor the best. We fall somewhere squarely in the middle, more towards the best, hopefully. But there's been much, much, much worse.
I could be a meth addicted stripper.
Yes, it could be way worse.
No one's done worse in my horrible family. I was just with my grandmother today, and I said to her, "I said, and again, this show's on, you know, a couple days delayed." But I was explaining to her that. The Hammer was airing on HBO. She mentioned she didn't have HBO. And then she said, you know, I really like that movie, and which is nice coming from her. And she's got to say, then she said, and, you know, not only did I like that movie, but I went into that movie. You know, that thing, it had a couple strikes against it going in, sure. Going into the theater. Sure. She said, one, she said, I don't like boxing. Oh. I don't like boxing at all. So my family's made a decree to just not like almost anything that I like. Right. If I like football, they hate football. I like boxing, they hate boxing. I like cars, they hate cars. I like building, they hate building. Not passively. Not like, I don't understand football. I'm from Europe. I don't care for it. I don't understand the game. Oh, I don't like football. Like, my family was anti-football. Not passively sort of, well, if you want to play, you want to play. Not my cup of tea, but do your own thing. They were actually against football.
Right, take it or leave it.
No, burnt calories, not liking football. So my grandmother said, I don't like boxing. So, you know, that was one hurdle to overcome. And let's face it, your track record's a little spotty.
Is it?
So, what? Well, I had to explain to her not to some people. Some people find my work not to be so much hit and miss as you do. No, her point was this. Her point was, I don't like boxing and... not everything you've done I've been a big fan of, so there's no guarantees here. No, if I hated boxing, but everything you did was spun gold, well, then I would be fine going into the premiere, because I'd know, well, I don't like boxing, but this guy has never struck out before at, you know, 50 trips to the plate. He's always put the ball in play, so this has to be decent. So her explanation to me, which is, she was trying to compliment me in her own fucked up way, which is, I like the movie a lot, even though I don't like boxing, and I didn't know what to expect because, come see, come saw with your material. And it always feels weird when you have to explain. Like, you never really want to get into the details, but where I had to sort of say, well, not everyone feels that I'm as hit and miss
as
you.
You don't want to be in the position of going over your resume with your grandma.
No, but I've had things that have not been successful, but I don't think I've had any turds. Like, the Adam Carolla Home Improvement Show was not a successful show, but yet it
people
was
love
a,
it.
People liked the show, so I wouldn't call it a strikeout. But you can argue these points. The point is it is weird when your grandma's going, you're batting about 175.
Yeah, I mean, philosophically speaking,
based on not seeing anything that I've ever done,
right.
By the way, which
you just hear it's bad.
Not liking the tone of many of the projects I've done, even though she's not seeing it. Puppets, making prank phone calls.
Not for me.
Not for me.
Sound of that.
Do they box?
What would have more meaning, a good review from your grandma or Francis Ford Coppola?
Ooh. Well, I always would take an outsider because I signed off on grandma a long time ago. But I'm just saying, there is that feeling of, and I have it too, you know, that feeling of, God, my parents were so apathetic and so shitty and so, and I never want to do that to my kids. You know, I've never saw my parents dance. I never saw them laugh. I never heard them make the proclamation, this is the greatest thing ever. I've never saw my dad cheer watching a football game or a basketball game. My dad doesn't have a team. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't have anything. So all you do is you overcompensate and you just go the other way. Like I do it with my kids all the time. I just, you know, somewhere around 8 o'clock at night, we have ourselves a little dance party. We fire up the Fergalicious. And daddy gets his underpants, and we go a little nutty. And, you know, I feel like sequestering myself in the den and locking the door and watching TiVo. And I go, no, that's just what my parents would do, minus the big screen TV. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to dance. I'm going to have fun. And they don't know whether daddy's dancing because he's overcompensating or daddy's dancing because he's got the fever.
Right. The important thing is that daddy dances.
That's all you have to do. Act as if. You just pretty much go, look, I don't know, you know, it doesn't feel like it's in my DNA to celebrate for no reason. It doesn't feel like it's in my DNA not to sit around and worry and wring my hands about stuff and freak the kids out. It doesn't feel like it's in my DNA just to spontaneously dance and laugh and give them the, you know, things where you do the on their belly. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I've been kind of practicing that. It's not that easy.
You got to practice that. It doesn't feel like it's in your DNA. Good, it's not. Overcompensate. Just go the other direction.
There's a lot to be said for forcing yourself to do things, you know, that are good to do. You know what I mean? When they're not in your agenda.
You just sort of, as I've always said, you just kind of become that person. Like, whether it's in your DNA or not, you're the guy who's dancing with your kids. So be it. Your kids don't know the difference. The neighbors looking at you through the window don't know the difference. And you won't know the difference either 5 minutes into the dancing. But you're just the person who dances with your kids.
Years from now, you know what I mean? Years from now, the kids will remember, have those nice memories of being danced with.
Absolutely. Natalia?
Right? You like dancing with Daddy? Do you dance with Daddy to Fergalicious?
No.
Come on, no? Don't crap on my story. I just told a great...
Daddy doesn't like it when you crap
on
his points.
That's what I'm
here for. Yeah, Brian's here to crap
on
my
story.
That's Spider-Man. Yeah.
You don't want to see him?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? October 2nd or right around there is a perfect date for a birthday for a kid.
Is it?
Because you get here's what you get as a kid. You get, or as a parent. You get baby's first Halloween, baby's first Christmas, and then the next year around they're able to like really enjoy it a little bit. You know, as like a 12 or 14 month old, 14, you know, 16 month old, and then down the road when they're in school, they get the back to school birthday party. The early in the school year birthday party is a It's a cool thing.
Unfortunately, the book Outliers makes it, you know, Malcolm Gladwell's book, it makes a huge point about there are no NHL stars that aren't born in like January, February. You read it, right?
Yes, but you
so the
you
end
you
of the year birthdays are worse?
You live in Silver Lake.
It's a good point.
Yeah, you have a gay son. So don't worry about the hockey flying son.
Well, I already took him to see Every Little Step documentary about a Chorus Line. Come on, you guys missed it.
But practically, it's always good to have the you don't want a summer birthday. Summer, because you want the kids in class come to your party.
Right, that's
so
true.
So early back, it'll still be sort of warm in L.A., you know what I mean? Like October, early October, it won't be like in summer, so to speak. So the kid will have a good birthday.
Now let me ask you, I have a question for you and a question for you. Going back, is your movie going to be on HBO repeatedly throughout this month? Can we see it?
Yes, it will air multiple times, but not multiple times. So you have to check your TiVo listings and give HBO shoot them an email. Tell them you've enjoyed it, even if you're lying, and see if they can't get it into a slightly heavier rotation.
And sign it, Grandma Corolla.
It's making the rounds, by the way, because it was on Cinemax like last month or the month before, right?
So it's starting to creep out there.
And those Adam, Teresa, and Brian with a cameo of Sonny and Natalia wanting to see Spider-Man back in 2009.
They really wanted Spider-Man.
Yeah.
There are many J. Jonah Jamesons. You know, they're newspaper magnates. They just want Spider-Man pictures.
Yeah. Little did they know that it would all come back in an even bigger way. Sonny is insanely tall now, by the way. He's like twice my height. It's pretty wild.
You better be careful.
Yeah, and his voice is like 10 times as deep. So,
it's
weird hearing those old clips of Sonny and Natalia because they are so grown up. All right, that'll do it for part one of today's episode. Stick around, part two coming up next.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.